Hello, I'm Reagan Shepherd.
And I'm Diego de la Vara.
And welcome to Spot 127. We have two very special guests with us today, Dr. Maria Harper Marinick, the Chancellor of Maricopa Community Colleges. How are you, Chancellor?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
And Dr. Chris Bustamante, the President of Rio Salado Community College. How are you, Dr. Bustamante?
I'm doing great.
We're very excited to have you both here. On today's show, we will be talking about topics that both of you are very familiar with: education, success, and how to get there.
So, Dr. Maria Harper Marinick, you have many credentials, being named in various magazines and recently receiving the Women of the Year Award by the Athena Awards Program. Dr. Bustamante, you have quite the resume as well, being president of the largest of the Maricopa Community Colleges and managing more than 29,000 online students. So, obviously, you are both very successful people. So in your opinion, how would you define success, and do you think you've reached it?
I feel that the board decided to appoint me as the chancellor, it was a vote of confidence on my ability to lead the system, a system that I care about deeply. I've been part of Maricopa for about 25 years. So I feel that when it comes to what I can do for the system, I am at the top of that pyramid, and I guess in one way that is professional success. But I think both kinds are important to me. Having a personal life of fulfillment and having my children, my dream was that they would grow up to be good people. Mm-hmm. And then having the blessing and the gift of working in a public education institution that has as a mission open doors for opportunity for all people, that is something I am grateful for.
Being successful as you both are, you must have gone through many trials. What hardships did you guys face throughout your career?
Everyone has to work hard. Nothing comes easy. It didn't when I was your age, and it doesn't now either. So I would say every challenge I have faced, I have approached as not a barrier, but just one opportunity to grow in a different way. I mean, I try to learn from every opportunity that is presented to me. But I would say I have had to work very hard. I am an immigrant, and I am a woman. And in many cases, I've had to work probably harder and longer than other people to prove myself.
Yeah, and in my professional career, being a lobbyist for many years really helped me to move around barriers, because you had to have tenacity to be able to succeed in that business. I was the former lead lobbyist for the Maricopa System Government Relations Representative, and worked in the Office of Government Affairs for 12 years. So we were tasked with moving appropriations through the legislature and getting statutes changed, the law changed, and you're told no a lot, and you have to find your way around through the system and strategize. So that helped me a lot to learn about tenacity in every other part of my life. So the message really is that you just got to stay true to what you want to accomplish and never give up.
This next question is a question for both of you. So has anyone ever doubted your abilities, and how did you handle it, and did you ever doubt yourself?
Oh, yes, I've had doubt. I was the only international student in the program at ASU, and I had professors that actually said, "You will never get anything other than maybe a B, because with you know, you have an accent. We don't think you can communicate as well." Now, when I came, I was a Fulbright scholar. So by any definition of smart, I thought I was. It creates doubt in yourself when you have professors that you look up to, right? And as a matter of fact, there were so many days when I felt maybe I just need to go back home. And I would cry, you know, it's like, what is it that, you know, why wouldn't I be able to make it? And why do they think I'm not smart enough because I have an accent or because I come from another place? So, yeah, moments of doubt. And then you kind of shake it off, you know. It's like, I've never been a quitter. And what am I going to tell my family if I go back because someone didn't believe in me? What kind of message do I send? I'm two first-generation college students. So what message would I send to my sisters and my family? And what do I tell them? I quit because someone was not nice to me? Well, my mom would have said, what? Get back on the plane and you get back. So, yeah, there's always, you know, that kind of questioning from other people about your abilities, but you can't allow that to get to you.
And I think we all doubt ourselves along the way just because we're human beings. And, you know, when faced with challenges, sometimes they're very daunting to us, and we wonder whether we can get through those challenges. But, you know, if you stay focused and passionate about what you want to do, I mean, I remember there were times when I was in college and thinking, you know, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I should give up and, you know, just go and get a job. Like my father used to tell me, you know, we just want you to get a good job. I mean, going to school is really a privilege and everything, but if you could just get a good job, that would be really great. But I knew that I wanted to use my mind to do my work, and I'd already worked in the fields, and I'd already worked in the mines in summer programs, and had determined that that alternative wasn't for me, and so that I needed to stay committed and focused so that I could have choices and opportunities that I wouldn't have otherwise. So that helped me to stay committed.
So what advice would you have for students at Spot 127 and at Maricopa Community Colleges who are trying to achieve their goals?
Number one is stay in school, because if you do not get your diploma, high school diploma, and your college degree, all you're going to have is a collection of courses, and that's not going to give you a job. So I think it's really important to stay in and to do well. As I used to tell my son, actually grades do matter. It's not just taking courses to see what happens. And then giving yourself the permission to explore. Maybe you don't know today where you want to be when you become my age, but I didn't know either when I was your age. So I think staying in and seeking advice, making sure if you have questions, you ask, because people actually get paid to respond to your questions. Don't keep them to yourself. Don't keep the doubts to yourself. Reach out, get a mentor, get someone that is willing to help you grow along the way. But the number one, I would say, is get engaged. And this is a good, great opportunity, Spot 127, to be engaged, but also stay in school and complete. Graduation is important.
Yeah, and I would say staying focused on your goals and, again, your education, and making sure that whatever you do, you just do it well.
All right. Thank you very much for those who are listening. And we'd also like to give a big thanks to our guests today, Dr. Maria Harper-Marinick and Dr. Chris Bustamante. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
We'll see you next time.